Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano says the National Weather Service has a heat advisory issued for today from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Heat index values in the mid-90s to lower hundreds expected both today and tomorrow afternoon. That is here in Northwest Connecticut, Litchfield County, in New York, Dutchess, and Eastern Ulster County. And it runs till noon on Friday. A story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American. No keeping students at Housatonic Valley Regional High School down on the farm. Thanks to the robust program with myriad of offerings, they travel to places throughout the country, meeting new people and learning about various agricultural opportunities. Two of those students, Haley Swaller and Alyssa Tatro, were chosen for this year's exchange program, which had them spend time earlier this summer in northern central Kansas town of Smith Center, learning about farming in that community of 1,600. They spoke about their experience during Monday's FFA Alumni Association picnic at the Jackier Farm in East Canaan. The young women said there's little dairy farming in that area of the country. Most farms focus on raising livestock and crops. The description was reinforced by Hannah Rothschild and Will Tucker, who live in Smith Center and are now visiting Northwest Corner as part of that exchange program. During the picnic, recipients of the American FFA degree were introduced, the highest award given to members to recognize their scholastic achievements, superior entrepreneurial or ownership project, as well as commitment to agriculture. Housatonic Ag Ed teacher Renee Boardman said the award generally is given to those who are 2 or 4 years out of high school. This year, the awards were presented to Alexa O'Connor, a nursing student at Catholic University in Washington, D.C., Jessica Cerna, a recent Quinnipiac University graduate with a degree in environmental studies, who will be pursuing a master's in sustainable science at the University of Massachusetts, Jada Wilson, who has a bachelor's in natural resource from UConn, Patrick Kennedy, who has one more semester to complete a bachelor's degree in veterinary technology and plans to seek a degree in veterinary science, Maggie Baldwin, who is finishing her degree in agricultural business at the State University of New York at Cobleskill, and Abigail Silvernail, who works at the equestrian field and mentors young people in horsemanship. Well, following years of effort by the Sharon Task Force, the Internet Task Force, to find a way to provide Internet access for every home and business in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen considered a recent proposal from Comcast at its regular meeting. The selectmen agreed that the Broadband Task Force could schedule a public information hearing on Monday, August 15th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. If the residents are in support of the proposal, then the task force would return to the selectmen and begin the process of devising a way to fund the project. The project would then go on to the Board of Finance for review, and eventually a town meeting would be called for voters to decide. Under the proposal, Comcast would partner with the town to provide high-speed cable to underserved homes, thereby ensuring that every home and business in the town has access to Internet service. In Salisbury, the Board of Selectmen met and agreed to sign a statement opposing proposed changes at Sharon Hospital. The statement reads in part, quote, "We cannot support termination of the labor and delivery unit and are concerned about changes to the ICU. We believe that the decision to terminate the labor and delivery unit and associated surgical capability may put expecting mothers at serious risk due to lengthy alternative travel times, and this is inconsistent with efforts to promote and expand women's and men's reproductive health." The nonprofit Equus Effect recently received 2 grant awards in support of their work providing military veterans and others in high-stress environments with essential tools to expand their capacity for healthy, authentic relationships through purposeful engagement with horses. The Torrington Savings Bank Foundation awarded a grant of $7,500, and the Northwest Community Bank Foundation awarded a grant of $2,000 to help build the organization's programs. During a public forum about the dearth of affordable housing possibilities in the media and beyond, both the purchase or to rent and the benefits to the community, life of a wider range of housing options flourish. About 35 residents gathered to hear a report by the Media Housing Board. Mainly, it was time for sharing ideas and finding common ground. Residents gathered in the town hall on Saturday for an informal discussion that proved to be lively and cordial and may come up with some solutions. Militant Northeast Pine Plains and Amenia, just some of the municipalities in northeastern Dutchess County that were recognized in the $4.6 million worth of municipal investment grant awards announced by the Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, the most ever awarded through the county's nine-year-old program. 38 projects were awarded funds to help bring them to fruition, with a focus on fire and rescue projects. The goal, according to Molinaro's office, is to promote efficiencies and long-term sustainability, agency capability and capacity, and shared services and community development, while ultimately generating savings for taxpayers. Midday music and meditation is coming up at the Salisbury United Congregational Church. It happens on August 5th, Friday, from 12 to 12:30 at 30 Main Street. The house will be open from 11:30, and attendance will be restricted to one-half capacity. Audience members will be admitted on a first-come, first-served basis. Masks are optional for the musical meditation. The church's music director, David Baranowski, will present a half hour of organ works, including Bach's Italian Concerto, BWV 971, and Handel's Organ Concerto, G Minor, Opus 4. More information at 860-435-2442. So meeting today in Salisbury at 10 o'clock this morning at the Pope Land Design Committee, at 6 p.m. the Conservation Commission. The Great Barrington Fire Department presenting their Main Street Summer Car Show. That happens today from 4 till 9 p.m. The Old Yankee Street Rods will be there with music provided. Food and vendors will also be on site. All proceeds will benefit the Great Barrington Fire Department scholarship fund dedicated in memory of Rod Mead. Meanwhile, in North Canaan, the Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues at the Canaan VFW tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. featuring the Rocking Heartbeats. The Kent Summer Concert Series is again tonight. Wanda Houston and friends at the Kent Land Trust Field from 6 until 7:30. Coming up in Cornwall, August 5th, at 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., a free vaccination clinic at the library for ages 6 months to 11 years and 12. Please bring a health insurance card and photo ID. Now, also beginning August 5th at 2 p.m. till 6 p.m., the Rose Algrant Art Show, and it'll be held August 5th through 7th at the Cornwall Consolidated School, Friday, August 5th, 2 to 6, Saturday, August 6th, 10 to 5, and Sunday, August 7th as well. Town of Great Barrington Summer Concert Series at the Gazebo behind the Town Hall on Main Street will continue as Lee Rogers and friends will take center stage on Friday, August 5th from 5:30 till 7:15. All shows are weather permitting. A live in-person open mic night at the Copec Grange will happen on Friday from 7 till 9 p.m. In Cornwall on Saturday, Conservation Hero Awards celebration will be held at the Cooley Preserve. It'll happen at 10 a.m. at the Preserve for Shelley Harms, Connecticut Executive Director, who recently was awarded the Connecticut Land Conservation Council's Conservation Award. And the Olga Dunn Dance Company will present the first in a five-part contemporary dance concert on Sunday, August 6th, including a bonus preview at St. James Place on Main Street in Great Barrington at 7 p.m. Tickets and more information are available at the Olga Dunn website. By the way, they're a not-for-profit event. Children 12 and under will be admitted for free. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a varied menu, including tapas, nightly specials for dinner, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 32,812.50. The NASDAQ at 12,668.16. And the S&P 500 at 4155.17. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.